Hello, hello. Today is Friday, October 28th. It is morning time and I have scheduled a mental health day off as a result of a very stressful, very taxing situation I am trying to sort through in my professional life. And as a result, I wanted to chat with you about something that I think is absolutely significant for you and your personal life and also professional life, which is the title of this podcast. Give yourself and others the chance to ponder. And in other words, chance to think things through. So let's just be completely real. Sometimes we agree to do something, tell someone we're going to do something, and then after an afterthought, we think about it and realize that that may not be the best thing to do for whatever reason, be it a matter of preference, be it, you know, some experience that has altered your decision, altered your feeling, whatever it is. And so you change your mind and you now have to tell this individual that you've changed your mind. I think one of the biggest things I struggled with and have struggled with up until this point is being afraid to be open with people when I know the news I'm going to deliver to them is not preferred, is not desirable. What it boils down to is on first thought of a proposal I received, I thought, oh my God, absolutely. Yes, let's do it. And then I started to think about all the details. Now, this is where it gets a little bit more complicated when you have to fine tune what making that reality looks like, feels like, requires, if it does not align with your goals, with your mission, with your vision, with your personal beliefs, then you're going to have the feeling of perhaps fight or flight. Perhaps this is a bad idea, perhaps intuition, whatever it is, stopping you. So in my experience that I'm currently going through, I don't feel comfortable making this transition with this opportunity because it doesn't align and because there are so many unfortunate power struggles that are personality based, that are in the way, that is causing conflict. So much conflict that my mental, spiritual, and physical well-being are challenged. And that isn't okay. Like, I work incredibly hard to do the best that I can for myself so that I'm almost always on my A game. So if somebody brings a type of energy into your life that threatens that level of clarity that you have established within yourself, then there is probably enough of a warning sign there that it's not the best idea. So me needing to sit back and ponder on all that was presented to me, all that has transpired in literally less than a month, and determine whether or not it feels right, whether or not I believe it's right, whether or not it aligns both now and in the future with what I want to do and what I want to see. As long as it doesn't limit me, you know, then I will be open to exploring. But as of right now, because I'm respecting my time and respecting my space and having to have asked this person to respect my need for space, is a red flag. It's something that I'm realizing already a couple hours in this mental health day, to ponder and think things through. It's helping me to really determine what I feel is best. And so with you and your personal spaces and your professional spaces, it's okay to change your mind. Like, that other person or people or organization, whatever, whomever it is, may not be completely happy with you and your decision. But if you approach it with logic, if you approach it with structure, if you are going about it in a way that is respectful, that is courteous, then you are literally saying, I need some time to think this through. Then they have no choice but to respect your decision. They don't have to like it, but they have to respect it. And the same thing goes for you and also for myself. If somebody gives me their word and tell me they're going to do something, and then they come back and tell me chances are it isn't going to happen, I'm going to want to know why not. I'm going to want to know the thought process behind why they think that is the best decision, the best choice to make, and state my reason as to why I disagree. If during that conversation, it doesn't work out, it doesn't sort out, it still doesn't feel right, then guess what? Decision made. They have a right to change their mind, as do I. You have a right to change your mind, as do other people. And so keep that in mind as you go and grow through your life, both personally and professionally. Give yourself and other people the respect and time they need to ponder. Give them the opportunity to weigh the pros and cons, and be okay with knowing that sometimes you will change your mind and sometimes other people will change their mind, and that's life. You don't have to like it. They don't have to like it, but you have to respect it, as do they. I wish you the best.